From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin within 1 week.
We have also established a task force under the auspices of the U.N. and co-chaired by Russia and the United States. And over the coming week, this group will work to develop the modalities for a long-term, comprehensive, and durable cessation of violence, of hostilities.
Mr. Kerry told reporters that ending hostilities will not apply to the terrorist groups, including the Islamic State, al-Nusra, and others, which could still come under attack. The group and Munich also agreed to accelerate and expand the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Syria. A U.N. task force will oversee the aid delivery. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Mr. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Secretary Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has reappointed his rival Riek Machar as vice president. Appears aimed at ending the civil war there. It basically restores the presidency to where it was just before the fighting erupted 2 years ago. This is VOA News.